After a June 12th vote derailing crucial fast-track trade legislation in the House of Representatives, President Obama, backed by a coalition of Republicans and a handful of Democrats, recovered momentum by winning a second House vote and appear poised to win approval in the U.S. Senate. The passage of fast-track, or trade promotion authority, is a necessary prerequisite for later ratification of the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement, or TPP, that would set trade rules between the U.S. and 11 other nations. A recent public opinion poll conducted by CBS and the New York Times found that Americans surveyed opposed congressional adoption of fast-track by a 55-42% margin. With final Senate passage of fast-track expected on June 24th, opponents of the measure, made up of a national coalition of labor, environmental, and consumer groups, have vowed to continue the fight against the Trans-Pacific Partnership and pledged to punish those Democratic legislators who support President Obama's free trade agenda. Jim Dean, chair of the group Democracy for America, warned, quote, "Democrats who allowed the passage of fast-track authority for the job-killing TPP should know that we will not lift a finger or raise a penny to protect you when you are attacked in 2016. We will encourage our progressive allies to join us in leaving you to rot, and we will actively search for opportunities to primary you with a real Democrat," end quote. Your reporter spoke with Jim Dean, who discusses the fundamental danger for democracy that he sees in the push for free trade legislation and the threat he's leveled at Democratic legislators who vote for its passage.
If the Senate approved this, we are giving this president and any president in the next 5 years authority to negotiate this treaty and put it before Congress with an up or down vote with no amendments. That means no ability for any of us to do something about the fact that corporations can sue local governments if local governments pass legislation to protect their consumers and workers. They will actually not be able to put amendments into the bill to do something about currency manipulation that so many of these so-called trading partners engage in. They will especially not be able to put any amendments into these bills to do something about the slave labor conditions that so many of these so-called trading partners are using right now. The solution is to put a stop to this right now and really do something about the economic inequality issues and particularly the corporate power that's involved with this, and that giving the corporations the right to go outside of our judicial system to get their way.
Jim, I wondered if you'd talk about the threat you personally leveled at congressional Democrats pledging to encourage progressive candidates to challenge those Democrats who vote for free trade legislation.
Absolutely. You know, this is the only language that incumbents understand, is the language of the threat to their incumbency. And when you have a situation like this, the Iraq War would be a similar example. These are deal breakers. And the elites in Washington, in the halls of Congress, have somehow are under the impression that if they just go ahead and do this, we're all going to forget about it. And then when they need our help down the road to run for reelection, you know, in a year and a half or so, we're going to be there for them. And we really needed to make it crystal clear that we're not going to be there for them. And not only are we not going to be there for them, but we are looking for credible challengers to primary some of these folks. We're not necessarily assuming that there are going to be those challengers, but we're certainly going to be looking for those opportunities to primary the House, to 28 House members who are Democrats, who voted in favor of Fast Track and voted for all three of these package items to get that through. We're going to be looking to primary them, and we're going to be looking certainly to primary even some of these senators, Democratic senators like Ron Wyden and others, who are voting for this bill. And we're certainly hoping that the ones that are on the fence right now that I just talked about are going to get the message and vote with the people rather than vote with the corporate lobbyists.
Jim, just one final question here, maybe one of the most important questions. Explain what you believe is at stake with these upcoming votes on Fast Track and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement. What, at bottom line, do you think will happen to this country in terms of jobs and the economy if these pieces of legislation, these trade deals that President Obama and many Republicans support, goes forward?
Well, Scott, what is at stake is whether the people are going to be in charge of this country in a democracy or whether corporations are going to be in charge of this country's economic policy and political process. And we need to send a message that the people are in charge. If this agreement goes through, The first biggest thing you're going to notice is that when a state passes, say, raising the minimum wage, we are going to be open to actually being sued under these secret tribunals, as already exist in NAFTA, for doing that. Egypt is now being sued by several corporations for raising its minimum wage. If we pass legislation that are anti-smoking programs, as has happened in the European Union, we are opening up ourselves right now to being sued by corporations because it impugns upon their profits. And in fact, Big Tobacco is suing the European Union right now. And even though the United States governments have not lost any suits yet, the fact is that the taxpayers are spending millions of dollars trying to defend themselves against corporations who have been given an extra avenue in order to pursue their own profit motive without any regard to consumer protections, labor protections, or environmental protections. So that's one big thing that's at stake right now. The second big thing is that we are looking at the lowering of our wages. Americans have not gotten a raise for decades, at least 99% of them right now. This agreement is going to open up more competition and drive down wages in this country, and that is a huge problem. So there's a lot there, but the biggest one is corporate power. This really does a number on the American consumer and the American worker, and if we can defeat it, conversely, it is a tremendous opportunity to send a message that this is a serious problem, that we know it, and we expect our Congress to do a lot better job of taking care of the needs of this country rather than engaging in something that gives big corporations more power over our lives.
That was Jim Dean, chair of the group Democracy for America. For more news and commentary on the battle over free trade, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.